This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the country is still in absolute shock, seeing the death of multiple kids, all of whom were fourth graders at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas, about 90 miles southwest of San Antonio, near the Texan border. And this has been 19 children, I believe, killed, two adults, two teachers. The shooter was killed by a Border Patrol agent who was manning a post in a nearby area. He got shot but was able to walk out of the school after taking the shooter down. And the shooter is Salvador Ramos. His Instagram was private. It was, you couldn't access it. But he seemed to be a lover, you know, of guns. And he seemed to be known for a kind of approaching girls, approaching random people, and making inappropriate texts, which we're going to talk about. We are now in the phase when this happened as to why it happened, who was this person that did it, how do we find the red flags, and so we're learning more and more. But in the meantime, however, there's a bunch of rumors and things just floating around the internet, and so that he's transgender. There's pictures of a transgender female. And allegedly that's not him. It's somebody else that I don't even think is in the country. And then there's a picture of a, it appears to be a transgender woman that looks nothing like his mugshot. And then people are saying, well, he's Asperger's, and or he was a Call of Duty fanatic. And so sadly, you know, when the media kind of jumps on this and when social media jumps on it, people can start to sadly, you know, get the wrong impression. And so, you know, we're finding out more and more. One rumor that initially circulated was that he killed his grandmother before he went on the shooting spree at Robb Elementary School. We're being told now that the grandmother is alive. She is at one of the hospitals where I believe 13 children were taken. We still don't know the whole, all the conditions of those additional children that were shot, but the grandmother is allegedly still alive. Apparently, this Salvador Ramos had multiple interactions and fights with his mom, people who would play Call of Duty or be on his chat could hear the mom yelling in the background at him, you know, you need to go to school. You can't just be, you know, sitting around playing video games. And apparently he dropped out of school. There's been rumors that he was bullied. And this is sadly a common theme of people who, you know, don't fit in with society. And is it because they're psychopaths? Is it because they have mental illness? Is it because they, you know, want to kill people? So obviously, you know, when those start to exude in different personality forms, other kids might be like, you're weird, I don't want to be around you. But we were told that he had been bullied for a while because he was poor. He had been working at a Wendy's, from what we understand, and some of the female co-workers, I guess, were creeped out because he would send inappropriate messages, inappropriate texts. One classmate said he called his mom the B-word and said she wanted to kick him out. He'd be screaming and talking to his mom really aggressively. I don't believe there was a father figure. Jeremiah Munoz, an alumnus from the high school that he, I guess, used to, I believe, go to, used to play Xbox games with Ramos. He told the New York Times that he would hear him arguing with his mother through the microphone, and his mother would scream back at him, telling him he needed to go to school, and he was doing nothing with his life. Munoz said Ramos would often leave his mother's house and stay with his grandmother for several nights after a big fight. And over the past year, he had been spending more and more time with his grandmother. Now, the grandmother owned this home on Hood Street, was reportedly in the process of, I guess, evicting her daughter over drug use in the days before. I don't know if it was the daughter, it could have been the daughter-in-law. So this is a home that obviously had a lot of issues. But what was really perplexing is Salvador Ramos, I believe, got a hold of two AR-15s as a birthday present. And there are pictures of allegedly on his Instagram of the magazines, of the pictures of him. So he loved guns. And this is, as we start to get the psychological picture of him, and we do this so we can hopefully come up with red flags, we're going to fall into the same traps we keep doing all the time. We see these young school shooters, young Adam Lanza, the one that did the Marjorie Stoneman school in Florida. I can't think of his name at the top of my head. And these are young individuals, young adults that decide to go in and attack a school. And there's some sort of, we might not always know the motive because they die. But we try to find red flags, and when we do come up with red flags, we seem to not get any more clarity, because we don't want to take the steps that we really, really need to do. So some of the steps we need to take is if we think somebody is, let's say, doing inappropriate behavior, or there is somebody that is continually bullied, and when you ask people why, because he said this, and that ticked me off, or he said this, or he's, whatever. We don't want to be politically incorrect and examine the person who comes across as weird. All right? We're as a society, embracing everybody, and understandably so, going, look, we're not going to marginalize people for having, certain views or certain, certain attitudes towards things. Well, we time and time again hear that these shooters were people who were considered, quote unquote, weird. We're going to have to come up with a way where we evaluate them, and if we do find them a risk, don't obviously sell them guns. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money in a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So yesterday we spoke a lot about stroke. As Thomas Markle, Meghan Markle's father, is currently hospitalized, I believe, in a Chula Vista, San Diego hospital, recovering from a major stroke. He was supposed to be going to the UK to be there for the Queen's Jubilee with Meghan Markle. So we talked about stroke. Statistic I didn't give you guys is it seems like some researchers are saying that there is possibly a 25% chance that any one of us as an adult could get a stroke. This is something that I think is under discussed, not to mention the sequelae of stroke, and May is Stroke Awareness Month.
So who's going to join us now next is Dr. Zachary Bohart, University Orthopedics and Tufts Medical Center. He specializes in physical medicine and rehab and comprehensive spasticity management, as many people who do survive a stroke seem to have long-lasting sequelae of it. Dr. Bohart, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me, Dr. Dahlia.
Man, you must be busy. How common is stroke? How often are you seeing it with your patients?
Way too much, obviously. Yeah, of course we're busy. And we're treating the sequelae, as you would say, of stroke, which is spasticity. We have a clinic focusing on spasticity, which will develop after stroke or, as you know, really any disease of the brain or the spinal cord.
Yeah, one of my husband's good friends, who was one of our, not maids of honor, but, you know, the groomsmen, he had suffered from stroke when he was younger. And the spasticity is his only symptom, but he still had it 20, 30 years later. Talk to us about what spasticity is.
No, that's exactly it. So spasticity is a condition that develops frequently as a result of stroke, and it's a condition where certain muscles in the arms and or the legs will involuntarily contract or spasm or tense up, and it's involuntary being the key word, and it really can result and frequently does result in a really significant disabling impact on a person's independence, their ability to move freely, and their ability to be cared for by a loved one or a caregiver.
And I don't want to scare my listeners, but I can't tell you how many times I've had patients who go, I think I have restless leg syndrome. And, yeah, it's that, so just give me a medication over the phone, because I do telemedicine. And I'm like, we need to make sure this isn't some sort of spasticity. Do we ever see spasticity in those who might not have ever been officially diagnosed with a stroke because it was so small?
Could be. If someone hasn't had a stroke or some type of injury to the brain or spinal cord, then the muscles can do this on their own, and that's more, as you know, that's more called dystonia, which is kind of a cousin of spasticity. I more treat spasticity as a result of those diseases, such as stroke, multiple sclerosis, cerebral palsy, or brain injuries or spinal cord injuries.
We appreciate you. So, you know, how do you diagnose
Thank
it?
You.
What? Yeah.
So after someone has a stroke, they frequently go through a rehab process, and that involves going to occupational therapy, going to physical therapy, seeing a patient's neurologist. The general sense of frequency, and also perhaps seeing someone in my field, physical medicine and rehabilitation. So we frequently diagnose it in the clinic, and the key is that there really is very effective treatment for this, but you have to catch it early, because if it's left untreated, it can really quite rapidly progress and worsen over time, and then, like anything in medicine, it becomes a lot more difficult and a lot more complex to treat if we don't catch it early.
It's so true. And, you know, one thing I notice with patients is they get doctor fatigue. You know, they went through, sadly, trauma of going through a stroke. They went through the initial rehab. They want to be done. They want to be told that they're done. And when things like this happen, they go, well, I'll just deal with it. And like you said, the sooner that could be addressed and that rehab could be addressed, the more you can minimize it.
Absolutely, you know, and I understand. Nobody really loves coming to see the doctor. You know, a lot of people don't. I get it. But that disease is there. That spasticity is there. And if we don't treat it, it's going to become irreversible and almost untreatable after a while. And it's really going to impair their level of functioning, their independence, their ability to live independently, their ability to work or to transfer or to walk or to have caregiving provided for them. And again, if we catch it relatively early, the treatment is really quite simple and straightforward and not that often. If we wait too long, then it's really a lot more complex.
Mm-hmm. We're speaking to Dr. Zachary Bohart, University Doctor of Orthopedics at Tufts Medical Center. He specializes in physical medicine and rehab and comprehensive spasticity management. So, yeah, tell us, what do you do? How do you treat it?
So it ranges depending on really the patient's level of functioning and and their degree of spasticity. Because if we don't treat spasticity just to treat spasticity, we treat it if it's impairing someone's level of functioning. You know, it's not cancer. It's not an infection that has to be treated. We treat it if it's impairing somebody and their ability to, you know, to live comfortably and have care provided and perform at, you know, their level of functioning in life. So spasticity can treatment can range from physical and occupational therapy, and really it's milder phases. And then there's oral medications as well, which can help in really milder cases. But once it really becomes more advanced, there are injections into the actual muscles that can cause the spasticity, the most spastic muscles, that is, or there's surgical interventions as well. And the key is that you really want to find somebody who, in your neck of the woods, who is an expert in treating this, because all of these can be brought individually, sequentially, or at the same time to treat the patient and give them really the treatment that he or she needs, that tailored for their needs.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, are there a lot of physicians? I know physical medicine and rehab, that arena of medicine has been growing. I've had multiple students, you know, go into physical med and rehab, and I'm so grateful for them, especially yeah. because of the aging population. You know, how common are sure. specialists in what you do?
There's not enough, and yeah. you know, one of the reasons why I'm faculty at Tufts Medical Center is that I really love training the next generation of doctors, and really the impact we can have on our patients and the help we can give them in functioning and leading a more significant life. Should there be more of us? Yes, and that's one of my goals.
I know. I love teaching. It's because, you know, there's
sure.
this concept of, you know, well, you know, we end up not always fix, you know, being able to fix people, but to give people higher quality of life is such a blessing. So talk to us in the last
Absolutely.
Minute or two of, you know, how people can find out more information and what you want, you know, listeners to do if they know a loved one or have been suffering with something like this.
Sure. So there really is a great website called DontTakeSpasticity.com. That's one word, DontTakeSpasticity.com. And that'll give you your listeners a lot of information on where to seek treatment and how to seek treatment in their neck of the woods. You have to know that something exists in order to treat it, you know. And then obviously, speak to your primary care doctor about it. If you're still seeing your neurologist, speak to your neurologist about it. Speak to your physical and occupational therapist about it. Speak to your physiatrist about it. Because it's really our job. We have a network here to treat you as a patient to really try to improve your maximal level of functioning and comfort in life. And the key is that the earlier we treat this, the better the outcomes.
Absolutely. Dr. Bohart, we really, really appreciate you. We can't wait to have you back. And thank you and your team at Tufts for all you do.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate the time.
You take care. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, you know, it's frustrating, I think, as, you know, you as listeners, not because you have to listen to my show, but because, you know, I have to, you know, sometimes bring up things that are uncomfortable, such as us starting to have things that could be a part of our body or a part of a sequelae of something that happened to us that can't be ignored. And as a physician who has been a patient and has had certain medical issues that needed care, whether they were cancer scares, whether they were surgeries, whether they were, I get that same feeling where I'm like, I want to be done. I want to go a year without having to go and see a doctor. And, you know, sometimes you just have to kind of come to the grips that if you do, you know, have that care, it's a partnership so that leads to a longer, better life. 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden are taking part in a number of ceremonies to honor Memorial Day. The President and First Lady at Arlington National Cemetery participating in a wreath-laying ceremony at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. Memorial Day ceremonies taking place all across the nation at the USS Intrepid Museum Memorial Day ceremony. Navy veteran Richard Mills says schools should be teaching the history of what servicemen went through.
I spent 2 years on the Intrepid from 1960 in April to 1962 May. Two of the best years of my life when I look back on them.
The pain at the pump continues. AAA saying the nationwide average for the price of a gallon of regular up to $4.62 a gallon. USA Radio News. Parts of South Dakota and Minnesota are at the greatest risk for severe weather on this Memorial Day. The Storm Prediction Center says the northeastern section of both South Dakota and much of western Minnesota could see the worst of today's storms. Large hail, tornadoes, and wind gusts of up to 80 miles an hour are all possible. Other cities that could see some strong storms include Minneapolis and Fargo. Stargazers are looking forward to a possible meteor shower. Stargazers are looking forward to a possible meteor shower. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
Astronomers are excited about the possibility of a new meteor shower on Monday night, Tuesday morning. In order for the Tau Herculeid shower to be visible, pieces of comet SW3 must be traveling faster than 220 miles per hour to enter the atmosphere.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, you know, sadly, this school shooting that happened in Uvalde, Texas, reminds us that we are doing a very, very poor job protecting our kids. And this, our schools, when we bring up security and we bring up security measures, the number one thing that keeps coming up is funding. We don't have enough funding to do that. Parents will say, where's the guards? Where's the police officers? They bring up funding. We don't have funding. And when you look at some of the funding going to schools, like, for example, the COVID funding, I think $190 billion went to schools for COVID changes, such as putting up plexiglass between the desks, stickers, stand here for six, you know, for 6 feet differences. Disinfectants, things like that. And when you look at that $190 billion, you know, and I believe there's still funds not used, you wonder, you know, maybe we have bigger threats to our kids than COVID. I mean, there's tons of infectious disease, sadly, out there. And, you know, a plexiglass between a desk might be great for the sneezes and the coughs, but these things can fly over the plexiglass. I don't know if you saw the vice presidential debate between Kamala Harris and Mike Pence, but there was a fly, and that fly was able to go over the plexiglass between them and land on Mike Pence's head. Hence, if a fly can figure out how to get around a plexiglass, my guess is so can, you know, viruses as well. But we seem to, right now, it is going to be a very, very ugly time in America, in that there is going to be the blame game. People are going to be blaming Republicans and Democrats and back and forth. Well, as I said, we're seeing online people looking at Salvador Ramos, the shooter, and they are questioning his transgender acclivity or his immigration status or his, and it's because people are, when they feel this loss and they see this grieving, they feel like they have to do something. You know, and so they want to, quote unquote, prevent the next shooting and, you know, find who the next shooter is. And we don't know much about Salvador Ramos, but what we can do, you know, if we're, as I said earlier in the show, if we're having trouble finding the next person that would be a mass shooter, is we could start to really harden the targets and make our schools forts that protect our kids, because people seem to, over and over and over again, want to target kids. I told you, you know, parents are pulling their kids out of school, not only because of mandates or because of, you know, what they, you know, if they don't like what their children are being taught. And look how much funding is also going into changing curricula, you know, to, you know, and you know, mind you, we do need to, you know, teach children about, you know, things that, you know, sadly happened in our history that we can never, you know, go back to. But I'm wondering if some of that funding can also go to guards, can go to locks. You know, we don't see this in Israel. And my impression is many schools in Israel only have one door that is accessible. The other doors are either locked, can't get in them. You know, I mean, they're those one ways where you could leave, but they're locked on the outside. I don't even think there's door handles. So you can't get into that door. People can leave in a fire. They can leave if they have to, but you can't get in. And that rarely do schools have doors that are that accessible where people can go in and out. And this doesn't even have to be card key. You know, a lot of schools are like, well, we can't afford the expensive card key system. I love those doors that, I mean, they're too, that you can't open them from, they're just flat. You know, and if somebody's like, well, I want to go and shoot up a school, if they realize that they can't get through anywhere and the only door they could get through would be front door, that is still completely guarded, or you have to be, you know, buzzed through. Now, that's what happened with Adam Lanza. Apparently, Adam Lanza, we're being told, you know, tried to get through because his mom was a teacher there, and, you know, he killed his mom, and then he went to the school. I mean, you know, yes, people are going to try to find ways to get around security, but I don't think it's going to be that expensive to change out the doors or to hire guards if we decided to spend the money that we wanted to spend on plexiglass and stickers and, you know, all the other things we did for COVID, online training, online schooling. Now, mind you, I don't mind that money was allocated for that. I understand, because nobody wanted to let the kids go back to school. So in order to convince the teachers that it would be safe and convince the parents that it would be safe, there had to be some sort of action taken. But if we still have billions of dollars of funds that weren't spent, or, you know, a school actually spent things smartly where they could get the stickers cheaply and things like that, and you have those funds, I just don't understand why we aren't, you know, aren't guarded up our schools, building them like forts. This is where our most vulnerable population is. When a parent drops off their kid at school, people are jumping the fences, there's holes in the fence, there's access to the backfield, and look at this. Salvador Ramos comes up, has a gun, walks right into a classroom, hits a fourth grade classroom. Excuse me, before he shot. In fact, one of the children that was killed was one of the ones that called 911. When she said he walked into the classroom, she called 911, and then rather than taking the phone away, he shot her. So our kids deserve better. And I could understand if any parent right now is thinking, to hell with this. You know, where's my tax dollars going? I'm not going to drop my child off when they're safer, you know, with me. And trust me, parents are going to think this way, and then they're going to realize their kid needs to be around other kids. But we have to, as a society, make things safer. Now, personally, I think if a teacher wants to, you know, be able to protect the students and wants to carry a weapon, as long as they've been vetted, as long as they've been trained. And I know that worries parents because, like, well, what if the teacher could shoot? But I can't tell you how many times teachers, like we saw with Sandy Hook, all they could do is use their bodies as blocks. And for those of us that are trained in firearm, I mean, you know, the teacher could take the shooter out. If shooters or would-be killers know that you have, you know, very highly trained teachers that'll put a bullet in your brain before you even do what you know, they might think twice. And it's very frustrating to me because, you know, we just seem to be putting our, you know, we seem to be concentrating on certain things that our focus and our priorities just, you know, don't seem to be there. And, you know, all we've heard about over the past few years is for our children, such as, or, you know, with the Florida Don't Say Gay bill that was, you know, labeled that when it had to do with, you know, sex ed under middle school age in grade school. You know, our priorities have been about, well, you know, we need to be proactive for the LGBTQ community, when a lot of the LGBTQ community is like, look, I, you know, you don't necessarily have to talk to a third grader about it. You could, you know, talk to them in middle school. We're fine with that. Who's actually asking for that? But that's where the focus has been. And it would have been nice to see that the focus was, how do we protect our grade school students from the next shooter? You know, and so additional guards, changing out the doors, fences, walls, security checks, I think are a good start. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad, you'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So last night, one of my listeners asked, how do I feel about kids being trained on guns? And that is obviously, you know, being brought up as the shooter, Salvador Ramos, was, I believe, I don't know if he was given the two AR-15s or he was allowed to buy them. I'm a little confused as he got, has, how he got a hold of AR-15s. In fact, I think the grandfather said that the family had no idea that he bought them after turning 18. So it wasn't necessarily a birthday gift. From what we understand, the gunman went to Applebee's with Grandpa. That's where they celebrated the birthday. And then, or actually, he celebrated his birthday with his grandma at Applebee's a week before he shot her in the head. And from what I understand, she's still alive. So he had, when he turned 18 last week, he apparently bought one gun for $1,800. You start to wonder if he had grown up poor and if he, you know, how did he get that money? That's a lot of money. And he purchased one from Daniel Defense, a gun manufacturer, according to a receipt. And he actually put the receipt on Yubo. And then he bought another gun. And he bought 375 rounds of ammunition, according to the ATF. One of the weapons was found in his truck after yesterday's shooting. There was a backpack with the ammo. And her husband of the grandmother, Rolando Reyes, 74 years old, claimed that nobody in the family knew about the guns. He said his grandson was a loner, spent most of his time in his room, and who never attended school. Mother, the grandmother is in the hospital, still trying to survive the gunshot wound. Ramos killed 19 kids, two teachers, before he was shot dead by cops. I believe it was a Border Patrol agent that first got to the scene at Robb Elementary School. So then the concept, the question comes up going, all right, he obviously knew about guns, had access to guns, trained, had an affinity for them prior to his 18th birthday, and that he bought them during his 18th birthday. So kids and guns. And I'm a little mixed on the subject. There's no reason I think an 18-year-old should be buying AR-15 rifles. I mean, what's he using them for? What's he, you know, it's, you know, their weapons. You know, has he been vetted? Has he had the training? And, you know, I don't really know if there are any, shall we say, laws or rules that somebody can purchase something without the training. You know, it's interesting. When I go for my CCW, you bring your gun that you're going to you need to show, in order to get your CCW, competency in shooting and competency with the gun. But you have to obviously have the gun first. And so I think that might be an issue, you know, where you have, you know, 18-year-olds who obviously don't have the maturity. To get a gun of like an AR-15, I don't know why the hell he needed that, why he bought it. I am for us having the ability to have guns. I don't want anything happening to our Second Amendment that prevents the American people from being able to arm themselves. We have that right. We have that constitutional right, because at any time, you know, there could be a change in government or a change in attitude where we are then, just like the Nazis, our guns taken away. And then we're marched into camps. That does happen. We're seeing that happen in Ukraine, where Ukrainians are, you know, sent to camps. This is something that is, sadly, anything that could be in our current political system. But children, it's tricky. You know, having grown up in families of, you know, military or police officers, we needed to understand the safety of the gun. Did my family take us out shooting? Did my family no, but we learned to respect the gun. We you know, understood its the gravity of it. We were never allowed to touch it. Couldn't touch, you know, that'd be either in a safe or my grandparents had them. It was something that was because of a safety issue. And having had family members that were attacked, you know, guns pulled on him, like my grandfather was, you know, manning a store selling appliance parts. Guy walks in, puts a gun to his head, and robs him. Luckily, that was at a time when the robber would go away and not shoot. But so, you know, having family members who were raped, we knew, we were very aware that it was a violent world, and you needed to learn how to protect yourself. But the stress wasn't so much on gun use. The stress was on, you know, self-defense, where to go, what to do, you know, how to approach somebody who's about to attack you, things like that. And so I do think children need to, and I've said this in, about school, children do need to learn self-defense. Children do need to know how to thwart an attack, do need to know how to protect themselves. I do think there needs to be ballistic blankets, ballistic backpacks, things in school that could be used for children to protect them. Should a child know how to, know how to fire and own an AR-15? They don't need to own an AR-15. Should they be aware of it and understand its implications and be able to, if it is sadly in their house, understand that that has to be locked up. I mean, it's a tricky conversation because the most intrigued and curious kids are the ones that see something new. And so when it's kind of mentally beaten into you that this sucker can kill, you don't touch it, you can hurt yourself on it, this isn't yours, this gets locked up, you know, if you touch it, you get a whooping sort of thing. Like I grew up, I mean, it worked for me. I'm like, okay, that's, I'm not into, and then, when I was over 18 and I, did some training on it and I loved it, I felt comfortable that I knew how to use a weapon. There's going to be this push for gun control, and there's going to have to be compromise from both sides, but also there's going to have to be protections against the Second Amendment such that, and which is why there's such a, somebody had asked why are, Republicans against, gun laws when it comes to AR-15s. I can't speak for the Republican Party. I can't speak for the Democratic Party. I'm not a representative of either. But one concern people have is laws could be written such that at any time their personal firearms or their personal weapons that they use to protect their family, to hunt, are going to be at risk. And so, I mean, there's got to be a way to limit people who shouldn't have access to these guns, limit them without affecting our constitutional rights. I really think there's got to be some sort of compromise out there, and that's what we need to go for. I think it's all we hear on one side is take away the guns versus don't touch the guns. And there has to be, I don't know how Salvador Ramos, passed whatever background check. I don't know what his prior assaults were or arrest records, sadly, this fascination with guns, and a lot of people are fascinated, they're collectors, and I get that, I get that. But sadly, this turned into something that was one of the most horrific school shootings we've seen recently, and it should have never happened. So, yes, we do need to do something, but we need to make sure that there's no, that there's no room for there to be trampling on our constitutional rights, because one thing this shooting did exemplify is there are crazy people in this world, and families do want to be able to protect themselves and protect their kids by being able to hold an arm. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Cue the Air Force. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.